Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
How do we recover from that story? Only for another surprising story, because my next guest is breaking barriers in every part of her life, in hobbies and professional career as well. So as well as being a world medalist and founder of Women in Shooting Sports Ireland, Julie Moran holds an incredibly prestigious role in the Catholic Church. Welcome, Julie Moran.
It's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
I almost don't know where to start. Well, I suppose I'll begin with congratulations. Want to tell us about Germany just last month?
Just last month, yeah. And thanks so much for giving me the opportunity. That's so, yeah, I started out very unusually, I think, in shooting sports in 2017 when I got an opportunity to take part in a ladies' day. Didn't know what I was going to do with that and surprised myself no end that I turned out to be good at it. And I suppose just participating on the national circuit here in Ireland with the National Association of Sporting Rifle and Pistol Clubs, I discovered I was getting really good at it. So I travelled to England in 2018 and 2019 to take part in the English Opens over there. Came home with a few medals, thankfully. And I took my chance this year, first time ever, went to the World Championships, which was on in Germany. 2 hours of west of Dusseldorf, and travelled with a lovely group of fellas. If they're listening, hello guys. There was 11 of us all together, and took part in the competitions over there, and to my absolute shock, came away with a bronze medal as a world champion.
First Irish woman to win a world championship medal in gallery rifle shooting.
Gallery rifle shooting, yeah. So it's a little bit different, I suppose, from what people are used to seeing maybe in the Olympics with rifle shooting there. Not too dissimilar, but just a different discipline. Still target shooting at different distances. And yeah, it's a fantastic, fantastic sport. I am passionate about it.
It's a rifle. The firearm involved is a rifle. So
Is it
propped up on the ground? Are you holding it up?
No, it's not dumb at all. So one of the differences, I suppose, is with gallery rifle is you are supporting it yourself.
Right.
So you're holding it from
very
the shoulder.
Yeah.
You could be standing, you could be kneeling, you could be sitting, depending on the discipline that you're shooting and then the different distances. So people will have seen the style of rifle, I suppose, online or in movies and otherwise, and you know, so it is, yeah, it's very, very different. Something I wasn't expecting to get into, as well as pistol shooting. I do a bit of that as well. Not as good at that.
Not at dawn. this type of shooting, is it a big sport in Ireland, or is it?
There's a lot of people involved in shooting sports around the country. I suppose people will be more used to hearing about clay pigeon shooting or Olympic style shooting. I mean, the Olympics just haven't come and gone. People have been sort of intrigued by that. Mm-hmm. Gallery rifle and gallery pistol shooting isn't as common, but there are a lot of clubs around the country that are shooting. My own club in particular, Fermoy Rifle Club. Hello, everybody there as well. There's a good few hundred in a lot of the different clubs around the country, and there's about, I'd say, between 12 and 16 different clubs that are holding regular competitions in gallery rifle and pistol shooting.
And the clubs are important, because that's when you I presume you learn all your safety training.
Well, you learn everything there, yeah. And
it's regulated as well, isn't it? Obviously, there's a rifle involved.
Completely and
utterly. It has to be licensed.
Of course, yeah. But it is. It's a real safe, it's a great opportunity. It's a mixed group of people that come together from all walks of life. You get all the training, you get all the safety equipment, you get really good people around you encouraging you to get involved. And I absolutely am passionate about it.
Yeah. How does a person involved in shooting then end up with them? I believe it's the highest job in the Catholic Church in Ireland that can be held by a woman. Is that right?
It could be if maybe some religious sisters might have.
I was wondering, would a nun be
roles?
Slightly,
yeah,
but
yeah.
As a civilian, I suppose, who's not in a religious order.
Not in a religious order, no. Although for whatever reason, when I'm out and about, even on the train last week coming up from Killarney, this woman just sitting opposite me just said, by any chance, she said, "Are you a religious sister?" And I said, "I don't know what vibe I'm giving off that says that." I think it might be the
that
cross.
That was a compliment,
sometimes.
Julie.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely, but. It's been an unusual journey into, if somebody had asked me, which I probably was asked by the career guidance teacher way back in the day, what it is that I want to do when I grow up, certainly wasn't going to be being the General Secretary of the Synod for the Irish Catholic Bishops and a world champion rifle shooter. We're not going to be the two things that I was going to say when I was 18.
What is
years
the General
old.
Secretary for the Synodal Pathway of the Catholic Church in Ireland, to give it its full title?
Yeah. What is it doing? What am I doing? I'm looking after two very important processes in Ireland. The first one has just come to an end, which was the Universal Synod. So Pope Francis announced 3 years ago a worldwide listening consultation for anybody and everyone to get involved, to basically come to meetings and share their life experiences and their stories and the realities of their lives, so that the church could build up a new context to the reality of the way the church is living in the world and be able to respond to the to that world in new, renewed and reformed ways. So that was that process. So I was heading up looking after Ireland's response to that universal process.
So you're like kind of summing up the feedback of Catholics in Ireland and sending it back to HQ, is it, in the Vatican?
And HQ sending it back out.
What is the feedback from here to there?
Yeah, so the feedback from here to there was really interesting. There was about 15 themes that just kept recurring for people from all walks of life. Again, you know, people came out, regular mass goers just came out to parish sessions, took part in the listening and really shared deeply with us their sense of being included or excluded and where they were in their, you know, in their faith journey. So most importantly, I think the 15 themes that emerged the most and that recurred was, unfortunately and sadly, abuse being part of the story of who we are.
It's still there. Part of the Irish story.
A sense of belonging that's absent for an awful lot of people that feel excluded for lots of different reasons. The absence of youth. You know, people who are living maybe different lifestyles in terms of their sexuality or their identity or their marital status, feeling that they'd love to be more involved but don't get that sense that they are.
And by the way, we should mention you got divorced as well, so you're not obvious.
No, I'm not. No, that's right. That's a long time ago. Like I'm 20 years now divorced, and thankfully I went through a process way back then too. I was really lucky. I also got an annulment from the Catholic Church, which wasn't kind of on my radar even then that I was going to end up in this world working either.
Yeah. So but it seems to lend itself to you have the faith and you're just wondering about the operations of the actual faith. Isn't that kind of the issue in Ireland?
Yeah, I think the big thing is that we need to look at a lot of, say, structural reform to get the ways that we do things right, so that we're transparent and accountable and that we evaluate the way we do things, so that if we can get all that structural stuff good and working well, and encouraging more and more ordinary everyday people to just get involved and take responsibility for the faith that they do have. If we can get that balance.
Well, if women like you were allowed to have, you know, a say in how the Vatican runs its business, it would be a very different church.
I think it's becoming a very different church anyway. I don't think the church has ever stood still. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people think, you know, Jesus died on a Friday, rose on a Sunday, and the church was born on Monday the way we have it. Do you know?
It keeps changing.
Yeah, 2,000 years of evolution, and it has changed and will continue to change. I think just the period of time that we're in now with this listening that we are still doing here in Ireland, because there's more to be done, lots more to be done.
Okay, well, you seem to be the right woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have a rifle to hand if people are listening. Thanks so much for telling us the story, Julie Moran.
Yeah.
And good luck in your role in both shooting and General Secretary of the Synodal Pathway of the Catholic Church in Ireland.
Role. The small
title. Next time someone says, you look like a nun, you say, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, so I always do.